Hi there, and welcome to Seed World Pro. This is Julie Deering. I have served as the editor for Seed World for the past about 5 years, and now I am transitioning to serve as the content director for Seed World Pro. And over the years, I've had the chance to sit down with some awesome leaders, some fantastic innovators, and phenomenal advocates for not only agriculture, but also the seed industry and the technology behind that. One of those people that many of you are aware of or familiar with is Rob Fraley. He is the former chief technology officer for Monsanto. And with the mergers and acquisitions and the transition to Bayer, Rob has been serving in a consulting role. I wanted to catch up with Rob and ask him, you know, in my quest to understand how great leaders and people who have had a super successful career have managed their time. What is key to their day in terms of productivity? What are those habits that have to be done? But when I asked Rob what he did to make for the most productive day, thinking habits and rituals to keep from getting distracted by all the things calling for his attention, he said, "Let's not focus on the day, but let's focus on what you can do to have a really successful career." So I obliged, and I wanted to share with you a few secrets to what I will call a stellar career. And so that's something that Rob has done from the fields to the labs to the C-suite. So his first secret is really no secret at all. And in fact, there's three secrets is what I'm calling, but most everybody knows them. It's just much harder to do than to say. So the first one he said is hire great people. Hire people who have the potential to step in and do your job. People who could be your successor. Then delegate extensively and give them lots of room. He acknowledged that it would be hard at first, but to not do their job for them or not to try to do their job for them, but to stand back and guide and watch. He said, this will put you in a good position to do your job and get your stuff done. He also mentioned that one of the things he's proudest of in the transition of Monsanto to Bayer is how many people on Monsanto's technology team have moved over into new positions with Bayer. The second secret he told me was make a list. In my mind, when I make a list every morning, and that has about 10 to 15 different things on it that I think need to get done that day. He's told me that is wrong. So he said, every morning, whether I'm in an office, in a hotel, or at my home, I list a few things that need to get done each day. And this list is really only one or two things that have to be done. He said, if you can do this, you're going to have a great day, and then a great month, and then an awesome year. He said it helps to rise above what's urgent and focus on what's truly important. Now, like I said at the beginning there, the temptation will be to list everything you need or want to do. He said, don't do this because you will get distracted and some of the less important stuff will be easier to cross off. So while you're working your way through your list, crossing off those less important things, you're not focused on what is deserving of your attention. Again, one to two things on your list. Then the third secret is work hard and play hard. In agriculture, he said, especially the seed industry, you have to work hard. And everybody out there that's a member of Seed World Pro or listening to this, you know that. You're no stranger to hard work. And while you put in tremendous hours, you also have to play hard. The trick is it has to be the right sequence and a repetition of diving in with all your might and then recharging, re-energizing, and reconnecting. Rob said, this is essential to keeping high-level performance. So those are Rob's three secrets. Hire great people, make a list, and work hard and play hard. So really simple. There's no secret at all. I have struggled with time management probably my entire life. So I asked Rob, you know, how do you do this? How do you kind of balance it all? Rob said, well, I've really tried to guard my family time. And yes, I have put in those long days, but I wouldn't hesitate to take off to attend my son's baseball game or to watch a cheer competition. And he said, those are the kinds of things that are important and that your kids will remember. I intentionally avoided late evening and dinner functions so I could be with my family. So what about you as a person? You know, if you're giving everything you've got to work and then you're giving the rest of it to family, what do you do for yourself? What do you do to keep your energy up and to stay healthy and to keep you mentally in check? And Rob said he did two things every day. And that is to exercise every morning. He could do that no matter where he was, and to drink one cup of coffee. And other than that, as you might well know, there is no real routine that you can rely on, from business meetings and boardrooms or conferences and sales meetings or team strategy meetings. Any day may find you anywhere in the world. That was pretty much my conversation with Rob. I really enjoyed talking with him. And now you know, and it's no secret, on how Rob Fraley achieved his superstellar career. So I want to ask you, what will you do differently or deploy to take your productivity to the next level?